The Bush administration official negotiating between the White House and Congress is Mitch Daniels, director of the Office of Management and Budget. He spoke yesterday to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
President Bush's $726 billion tax cut proposal has already been chopped down to $350 billion in the Senate. What's not known is the smallest tax cut that Budget Director Daniels and the White House will accept.
The president has consistently said if he thought less was enough to create the jobs we need and to spur the economy, he would have proposed less. But his instructions are go for all that is possible and also try to make sure that it's well crafted to generate new jobs.
Now, Tom Daschle, the Democratic leader in the Senate, has said what we've got here with the Bush administration is deficits as far as the eye can see. Do deficits concern you?
Sure. We should remember the eye can't see very far. Nobody's eye saw surpluses coming. They arrived very suddenly. Both the revenue surge that the bubble economy created and the revenue drop that the popping of the stock market bubble, the recession that this president inherited, and then, of course, the unexpected costs of the war and the attacks of 9-1-1, all that combined lead to a very sudden change in circumstance.
And you think the way to get to strong economic growth is?
At this point, we need more fiscal action. If you stop and consider the alternatives, monetary policy is about as accommodating as it can be. We've got the lowest interest rates in 40 years. We're not going to get any help from the rest of the world. Europe's economy and Japan's economy worse off by far than the U.S. right now. The consumer has carried this economy forward. In part, those low interest rates were a big boost. So millions and millions of people were able to capture value from their mortgages and refinance. But can't count on that really to take us to the level we need to be at. So I think the president, surveying all that, decided the one tool left was fiscal, that is, taxing policy.
Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, though, has said that if you're going to talk about tax cuts, you also need to then be specific about spending cuts.
Pay very close attention to anything the chairman says. Had the great privilege of sitting with him on an almost daily basis during the war. He was willing to come over and visit with the group of us that the president had asked to keep him posted every day on the economy and on effects, particularly of the war. The Federal Reserve has a pretty optimistic view about where the economy is going. The president, in deciding to call on Congress to act further, was simply saying he wasn't willing to take the chance. He wanted an insurance policy. He wanted further action in case the slow growth of today does not pick up.
When it comes to these tax cuts, where do you think you have to cut in spending to pay for it all?
First of all, it's mainly a matter of restraining the growth of spending. Washington was on a binge when the president got here. He slowed it down in the first year, then came 9-1-1. If there had never been a 9-1-1, there had never been a need for wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, if there had not been a need for this whole new activity we call homeland security.
So when you think about the cost of the war in Afghanistan, war in Iraq, are there specific numbers that you can attach to the cost of the war, for example?
Absolutely. The business plan, let's say, for the war in Iraq will be about as effective as the military plan was. He asked for a total of about $75 billion, and I do believe it's going to be enough. The war lasted fewer days than we thought, created much less damage than we thought to repair. We thought we'd need 184 Patriot missiles, and we used 22. At 3.2 million a copy, that's a lot of savings.
Right.
We budgeted for almost 500 oil fires, and there were fewer than 10.
What about the cost of rebuilding?
Iraq is not Afghanistan. Iraq has oil wealth, an educated citizenry. Oil production is going to come back online faster than people thought. There are stolen assets around the world that Saddam took that we hope can be recovered. And, of course, we hope the international community will step up in a big way to the cost of reconstruction.
Now, in terms of the tax cut plan, you're having trouble with Democrats on the Hill, but you've also lost the support of some key Republicans. How do you make an argument that could bring them back into the fold?
There's no better argument than to remind them, as we just discussed, that this economy is not nearly strong enough and that it's not a good idea to take a chance when so many people are in jeopardy, perhaps, of losing jobs.
White House Budget Director Mitch Daniels. He contends that the administration's previous tax cuts have not added to the current budget deficit. Those tax cuts will not add to the deficit, he said, until fiscal year 2005, and by then he hopes the economy will have rebounded. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.